Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Spirit Music right here on Heart to Heart. It is Spirit Music with Reveal Yourself. We're joined on the line by Pastor Nokemane. Mfundisi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mpo, and good afternoon to everybody at home.
Are you good, Murudi?
I'm good, Mpo. I'm good, by God's grace, and welcome back. Are you right?
Thank you so much. I'm good, Murudi. I'm good. Thank you.
That's great. That's good. It's good to have you back.
Thank you so
much.
It's
good to have you back. Yeah, it's good to have you back, man. Otherwise, we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking forward. Definitely.
The worst time to come back as you wrap up the year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets busy as the time, as the year goes, you know, it gets much busier.
Mm.
What can you do? Yeah, we're looking forward to December, hoping that we're going to have a better one than last year,
absolutely.
You know, with the pandemic. But we trust in God.
Amen, amen.
We trust in God, yes.
What are we talking about this afternoon?
But I just want to, touch on a few things on 1 Kings chapter 3, verses number 16. It's a subject that I have been, you know, spending time and really, you know, looking into, specifically when it comes to issue of accepting things, lesser things than what God has attained for us. And if I were to give you a subject, I would be saying that we must refuse to accept lesser than what God has for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I realize that there is a level where we, as children of God, we tend to accept situations, and we tend to, sort of numb and try to fit into situations that God doesn't necessarily have said about our lives. And we have to come out of that space. Because I believe that if God never says something about your life, you must refuse to accept it. And that's my conviction.
Mm.
If God did not say it concerning you, it means that you must refuse it. And if you look at 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 16, for you see that there are two women. If you look at Kings chapter 3 verse 16, there are two women. They give birth at the same time. If you read that story, and the Bible says that the other one gives birth now. 3 days later, the other one gives birth. And the Bible says that the child of the second woman dies in the middle of the night. And that woman wakes up in the middle of the night. And when she wakes up, she realizes the child is dead. And the one with the living baby is asleep. But the one with the dead baby is awake. And that talks to more than just the physical story, then, but it talks to our dreams. It talks to our visions, you know, and that sometimes we wake up and realize our dreams are dead. We wake up and realize that what we've given birth to is coming to an end of life.
Sure.
And it's a frustrating exercise. But the interesting part on the text is to realize that the woman with the dead child wakes up earlier than the woman with the living child. And she goes over to her and steals overnight the living baby and takes the dead baby to her hands. And when the other woman wakes up now during dawn, she realizes that the child is dead. And to her surprise, the Bible says it clearly there. She wakes up in the morning and look closer to the baby, and she begins to say, "This is not my child." So in other words, She almost called a funeral on a baby that's not belonging to her. But the Bible says she looked closely and realized, "This is not mine." And that's where, Paul, I base my talk today. That's where I base my teaching today. That each and every listener listening to me this afternoon, I want you to look into your life and see dead things and see things not going right. And I want you to refuse and say, "This is not what God told me about.
Amen.
This can't be my life." You know, look at your life and look at your sick body and look at the scripture. It says, "By stripes I am already healed." So look at your sick body and say, this can be mine. I refuse to accept. We are not saying, Paul, things can't happen to us.
Yeah.
But we are saying while they are happening, we must refuse to accept them. We must say that if God never said it concerning us, we refuse to accept it. We can't accept the fact that our businesses are going down.
Yeah.
We must refuse so that we are going to go down without a fight. We are refusing, Paul. As far as various women, Jim, because if women die, no, we are Perunyaga, we are Pera Veres Supega, we are Pera Nyaluto, Missing the Tihambina, Pinza Hambina as well. No, we refuse to be negative around our lives. We are seeing how our lives is looking at now. It is not what God has said in our lives. So if God did not say it concerning you, you must refuse to accept it. And we are not saying things are not going to happen. We are saying that things are going to happen, but yet we are going to refuse to accept them until we see that which God said. Allah. So anybody look at your life and say, this is not mine.
Yeah.
This is not the life God told me about. It's not my portion. I can't accept this. I can't accept it. I can't accept my kids on drugs. I know they're smoking, but I'm not accepting. I'm waking up every morning. I'm praying for them. I'm laying hands on them. I'm refusing to accept that my kids are on drugs. So you can't accept everything the devil throws at you. You can't sleep with a dead baby and wake up with a living baby and wake up with a dead baby. Sleeping with a living vision and living dream. I was saying you are depressed, you have anxiety, you know you've got stress. You must refuse that life and begin to say that and go John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and life in abundance. So I'm saying to somebody at home, Paul, I refuse to accept it. Because there's a way, Paul, that we have numbed down to the fact that we have accepted everything. If a car got to check, if a car at the age of 50, they all have heart attacks problem. We accept it. It's a norm here, like I. If a car, everybody, or Shakile, they divorce. We accept it as a norm. But there must come a generation, boy, that refuses to accept that if we go and show our land or concerning our lives, we can't accept it. If God said it. So we must be bold. We must be aggressive. We must have faith and say we refuse to accept it.
We must be bold and just say we refuse to accept it, Mfundis, we really refuse to accept it. Because it's so easy for us to give in to these situations. You know, you just really give in. Like sometimes, like you're saying, you look at the family and the trends. And instead of breaking these trends, at times you really just continue without questioning, without putting up a fight, like you're saying, which
you need
to be broken and really just refusing them and refuting them right from the beginning.
Yes, exactly. I mean, most of the time, but we overlook these things and we tend to accept what we have and accept what's coming and accept what has happened. If there are things that happen to our grandparents, it shouldn't happen to us.
Amen.
Because we have a big God that has dealt with the curses of the past and generational bloodline curses. At the cross, Jesus dealt with them. So we can't go on accepting things that are not our portion, because we will be putting our children and their children in danger. So I'm saying today to everybody who wakes up every morning and realize I have a dead dream in my hands. My business is dying. My family is dying. My marriage is dying. My job is dead. I want you to look at your life and look yourself in the mirror and say, I refuse to accept this status. I am a child of a living God. He has come that he may have life and have it in abundance. That's what I accept that. You remember, Paul, when Jesus was in the water with the disciples and they were crossing over to the other side. The Bible says he went in and he slept. And the Bible says, and there was a storm, and these guys are saying, we're about to die in the storm. And they go over to wake up Jesus. And the Bible says, Jesus rise up and they said, Lord, don't you care that we perish and die? Jesus wakes up and said, peace be still. Jesus was so chilled and so relaxed. I don't know why. And I understood, no, man. Jesus understood the concept. If God never said it, I can't accept it. But Jesus knew, I'm going to die at the cross. not in the water. So he knew if God never spoke about the water, he would not die into the waters. He would die to the cross. So in other words, he refused to accept death. Though the disciples think there was a storm and they're about to die, they have accepted death. But Jesus wakes up and says, no, I'm not dying today. I refuse to die. You understand that there are a couple of people who are in the Bible who refuse a situation. Take Mary, for instance. Mary is in the wedding at Cana of Galilee. The out of wine, she goes over to Jesus. He refuses to accept the wine is gone in the presence of Jesus. He says, no, we cannot have wine gone, yet Jesus is here. He says, lack and Jesus can't coexist. Let me go over to him and ask him. He says, they have no wine.
Jesus can coexist.
Yeah. Amen. They can't coexist. He goes over and he says, Lord, they have no wine. And Jesus gives him a rejection. He rejects him. He says, no, I've got nothing to do with this. My time has already come. But Mary, Paul, refuses to accept the rejection that Jesus. He goes over to the servant and says, fill the jars with water. And we hear Jesus overhearing Mary. And then, because of that refusal of faith, he goes over and says, fill the jars with water. And then he makes a new wine. He makes a new wine. Because Mary refused to accept. Refused to accept. Even the rejection that Jesus gave him, he refused to accept it. And I'm saying to somebody listening at home today, you must stand bold in the word of God. And everything God said to you must come to pass. If God never said it concerning your life, don't accept it.
Amen.
It will happen in your life. It will happen in your family. We're not ignorant. We'll face situations, face challenges, face tough times. But we're going to walk out refusing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, well, look, man, we will go to the fire because you built the fire. But we will die refusing to accept, to bow to other gods. Mm. If we die, we die. It's all right. But he still will write that we refuse to accept that we bow into other gods.
We will die refusing.
Yeah, we will die refusing, Paul. We can't die saying, ah, it's all for vele, so cool, vele. No, we can't adopt a culture that is contrary to the word of God.
Amen.
He came that we might have life and live in abundance. So I'm saying to somebody listening at home today, you've got to be stubborn in believing God. That if it's not said concerning your life, you must refuse to accept it.
Mm. Amen and amen. If it did not say it concerning your life, refuse wherever you're listening to us from. Refuse to accept it, you know, to accept it. We accept so many things, Mfundisi, unnecessarily, you know, forgetting what the
definitely
word says about us.
Definitely.
You know, and it's time we really just shake all of these things off and really just refuse, but stand on what the word says about our lives and not what, you know, the society dictates or the situation at the time may dictate.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Paul. We must say it like this woman who said, look at the baby closely and says, this is not mine.
Mm.
And that's what you should say to your life. This is not mine. This can't be mine. Look at your life and look what God said to you. And said, Joseph did the same thing. He found himself in the pit. He said, this is not mine. I saw the palace in the vision.
Yeah.
He saw himself in the prison.
Sure.
He said, this can't be mine. This is not mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What God said is not what is happening to me. So I'm not dying and until I see what God has declared over my life. This is not mine.
Mm.
This woman looked closely at the dead baby boy. She looked closely at no man. Something wrong happened overnight. The other lady swept the baby in the middle of the night. So this one almost called a funeral. There are people listening to me this afternoon, boy, who are almost about to call a funeral. Concerning their dreams, their visions, their lives.
Mm.
I'm telling them, don't call a funeral. The baby is not yours. That dream is not yours. That dead dream is not yours. Yours is alive. Your vision lives. Your business lives. Your family lives. Your marriage lives. Your children lives. Your situation will change. Don't accept it. If God never said it concerning you, don't accept it.
Sure. Amen and amen. Murudi, thank you so much for this. We really, really appreciate it. I'm going to ask you to wrap it up and just pray with every individual that is listening this afternoon. Just pray as the spirit leads.
Amen. Paul, I just want to say these words as I'm about to pray, that each and every person out there listening to me, I want you to believe God and trust Him at His word. That everything He has said concerning your life, He still has the capacity and the power to bring it to pass. If it is not what He said, it's not your portion, don't accept it. Go through it, fight through it, believe Him through it, but don't accept it. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank You. We give You all the glory. We give You all the praise. This afternoon, we pray for each and every individual under the echo of my voice and radio pulpit. We pray, Almighty God, for this day, and we believe You, that Your word is true and alive, that each and everything You said in our lives has the power to come to pass, because it is said by You. My Lord, I pray for somebody who's giving in, who's about to throw the towel, who's about to commit suicide, who's about to give up in life because they've lost things, they've lost a job, the business, the marriage, they're about to give up. But I'm saying, Lord, hold them together in the knowledge of Your word, knowing that what they are facing is not theirs, but what's theirs is alive, not dead. I pray for them for courage, for faith to pull through, for faith to fight through. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree to each and every individual under the sound of my voice, may the word of God come to pass. I pray for our country as we're coming out of elections. Oh God, I pray for our government that no matter whatever they promise to deliver, let them deliver. I pray for those in the hospital bound by COVID-19 may be released in the name of Jesus. Those that are bound by situations and circumstances, may they be released today. I pray You cover them, oh God. For somebody listening to me today, I give You all the glory and all the praise for what You're doing, what You're about to do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Nokemani. We really appreciate it. How do we get a hold of you?
On social media, on Facebook, my page is Anele Nokemani Ministries. That's where they can get me. And yes, that's where they can get me.
Lovely. Thank you, Murudi.
Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.